if Illinois allows the June 8th deadline to pass, the NRA's prepared in advance of that. You're not going to just let that fly.
No, we've been looking at all of our legal options and assuming that there are going to be groups like the city that would be trying to thwart that. We have a lawsuit filed in the city of Chicago already that deals with the issue of carrying within the city, both under state law and under their city ordinance. It's called Hall v. the City of Chicago, and we're prepared to use that as a vehicle if the state fails to pass a law and we have to go the other route.
As a vehicle, what do you mean by that? That basically means that you have a court challenge in place that would seek to stop the city from implementing any restrictions.
Well, if the city thinks they're going to try an overly restrictive carry ordinance or continue the ban one way or the other that they have today, then, you know, yeah, that will be used as a vehicle to seek an injunction against the city and prevent them from, you know, trying to just act unilaterally.
You say an overly restrictive ordinance. What if the city were to, I'm guessing, surprise you, but what if the city were to pass something that was deemed not overly restrictive, that, you know, allowed some form of concealed carry? Do you envision any scenario that that'll happen? Or will you judge on the merits, or is it any city ordinance would be intolerated because you don't want a patchwork?
Are those pigs flying out your window?
No way, no how. Given the political dynamics in Chicago, that's not going to happen.
You look at what they're doing. They're already starting to mess with people on their renewals for the Chicago firearms permits. So what? They want to be exempt. They don't want people owning guns in the city. They've made it as difficult as possible. I don't see them, you know, being anywhere near reasonable or rational on the subject.
We're seeing Tom Dart be out in front on this issue. Do you expect to hear that sort of rhetoric or action beyond rhetoric in other communities?
I don't think there'll be too many. Remember, there were about, I don't know, a dozen cities that had handgun bans when we challenged the Chicago ordinance. And after the Supreme Court ruled in our favor and it failed, you know, most of those guys just fell by the wayside. It didn't even, you know, it was the threat of a lawsuit that they just fell. So you only had two places sticking out, Chicago and Oak Park. I think that the majority of cities are running lean on budget. I don't think they want to be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in lawyers' fees in a losing case, much less paying our attorney's fees. So, no, I really don't think that it's going to be that big of a problem.
Beyond the overly restrictive, I mean, Chicago, as you said, pigs fly, but there might be some communities that say, okay, we don't trust the Illinois General Assembly to get its act together. And we look at what's happening with the budget, with pensions. Maybe they won't meet this deadline. We don't want constitutional carry. So we want something on the books that is going to at least provide some sort of regulation on guns, so it's not a free-for-all. Is that tolerated? Do you think communities should or should not do that?
I don't see how it's workable, because if I'm passing through a community, what are they going to do for non-residents, much less the residents they have? I think a lot of municipalities have their law enforcement resources stretched to the limit as is. The only way this is going to work is under a statewide uniform standard, one state, one law. So I just don't see they're going to do what? They're going to gear up for a process that may be invalidated in 30 days or less, depending. You know, it's probably 50-50 that we're going to get a carry law at this point. But you've pointed to some very notable failures of the leadership of the state with pensions, with a budget, with a backlog of bills. So I think it's right for people to be very skeptical about what's going to happen in the General Assembly, because we're unyielding in, you know, what we think the law needs to be. It needs to be shall issue. It needs to be statewide. It needs to have preemption in it to stop municipal regulation of this act. It needs to allow for people to move freely throughout their daily lives and with, you know, a minimal number of restrictive places. We've heard the latest proposal from Chicago is they don't want you to carry within 1,000 feet of a school. Well, you start putting all those red circles up, and it means the city's a no-carry zone. It's just another way of saying the word ban. So that's where we are.
I've heard some talk that this gun issue alone could mean an overtime session for the Illinois General Assembly, that they're going to press to that limit. This isn't a May 31st issue. If they've got until June 8th, they're going to take it. May even go beyond. Could that perhaps help negotiation?
It might, but I've cleared my calendar for that week.
You just came back from a convention. What was that convention? And can you just explain how, in interacting with people from other states, they perceive Illinois and this situation?
Well, I just came back from the National Rifle Association annual convention where 70,000 gun owners got together and NRA members to, you know, share some camaraderie as well as talk about the issues of the day. There were some leadership training seminars that took place for grassroots activists. There was the annual members meeting that took place. You know, some wonderful speeches and addresses by, you know, people from Governor Perry to Oliver North and to Sarah Palin and some other people. It's really, you know, a good family environment there. There's a lot of people that have their eyes on Illinois. We were making some great gains. I think when you look at some of the left-leaning states, they're kind of amazed that the anti-gunners don't get their way here and how it is that we prevent them from having their run of the legislature. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about Illinois, pro, con. They're interested to see what's going to happen with the carry debate here. We've been a hotbed of litigation as of late, and there's, you know, we've got litigation that's still pending, and I would wager to say there's probably more coming.
You brought up a very interesting question there. Illinois is known as a blue state. Supermajorities of Democrats in both the House and the Senate, including a lot from the city of Chicago. And we know, and we've spoken about where the city's leaders stand on gun control, and that is they want very strict regulations. How has this happened in Illinois that anti-gun groups haven't really been able to get their way this year, at least as much as they hope for and try for?
Because they don't have the majority of the legislature. It's just that simple. They don't have a majority in the House, and they don't have a majority in the Senate.
What makes Illinois different and special that Illinois for so long was the only state without a concealed carry? And what changed?
Well, I think the biggest thing has always been the city of Chicago and the mayor. You know, they've acted like petty tyrants and petulant little children. And so, you know, and the current mayor is acting the exact same way. And so now they don't control a majority of the state. They just don't. And so the majority of the state is outside the city of Chicago. And so whether it's Republican or Democrat, the majority of those, you know, a majority of the House, 60-plus members, don't agree with that position, and a majority of the Senate doesn't agree with that position. And now I think the court cases just kind of, you know, let the genie out of the bottle that here you go. You have to do something, like it or not. And our friends have said we've waited a long time. We're going to wait a little bit longer, and we're going to demand a good law.